and we have to really escalate the noise we make so that we'll be heard.
Welcome to Gay USA. I'm Andy Hammond. I still ride the subway.
I'm Ann Northrup, and I do too.
In the news this week, we're going to talk about the Republican strategy for 2022 and going forward, which is to pass disgusting anti-LGBTQ laws and then accuse your opponents of being pedophiles, literally pedophiles.
Yeah, well, so far it seems to be working for them. But in response, a Disney heir has come out as transgender.
Parents, Senator Murphy and Alaska Airways are standing up for transgender dignity.
The closeted governor of Alabama has signed the most anti-LGBTQ legislation of the year.
YouTube rants by the Brooklyn subway shooter who was just captured included anti-gay hate.
But we haven't heard much about that on the news. Meanwhile, there was a big, big court win for people with HIV serving in the U.S. military.
And there's a big outbreak of meningitis among gay and bisexual men in Florida. Get vaccinated. There's a treatment.
New series starting on Showtime, The First Lady, and they will deal with Eleanor Roosevelt's bisexuality.
And I'm going to review the gay-themed baseball play, Take Me Out. And before we get to all the sad news, I think we should at least acknowledge that, you know, it's great that Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court. She will take office after this term is over. And Breyer actually steps down. All the Republicans, except for the three who voted for her, walked out of the room.
Yeah, that was unnecessary and ugly.
That's what we're talking about, how disgusting everything is these days. It's painful. You know, we talk about the record 240 anti-LGBTQ bills in state legislatures, many of which are passing around the country.
Even over the veto of governors, Republican and Democrat.
Most are anti-trans, but they're also against LGBTQ content in schools and public libraries. And these are the issues that Republicans are going to run on in the midterms this year in 2024. And it also goes back to the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings. They accused her of being soft on child porn. And they're going to accuse all the senators who voted for her in the Democratic Party of coddling child porn users and child molesters. This is all they got.
Well, they also have immigration and the economy.
Nobody cares about that anymore. And they're already going to have one abortion and they need a new issue. And this is it. We're it.
It's really astonishing. I mean, we're about to launch into the details, but to step back a second and think how low these people will go to gain or retain power, it's astonishing. It is almost unbelievable that they will sink to this level in the service of their own power.
Well, we don't watch Fox News much. I check in from time to time to see what they're spewing. But it influences average people who believe that we're all pedophiles and groomers and all those kinds of things. We have this story, gay parents, two gay guys on an Amtrak train with their 6-year-old son and their little daughter, verbally assaulted and stalked by a man who shouted at the kid, "Remember what I told you. They stole you. They're pedophiles." The father said, "Get away from my family." And the stalker said, "Family? That's not a family. You're rapists." I mean, this is going on a train in front of everybody. The son and the daughter cried for an hour as they moved to another car. The perpetrator was finally arrested because he wouldn't get off the train. Their head and the gay couple said this, that one of the fathers, he said, these guys' heads are filled with stuff from J.K. Rowling, Fox News, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And as we're going to tell you, a famous playwright with a show on Broadway now.
Well, it has just permeated that audience instantly. That gives you an idea of how volatile and provocative these charges are. And this one thing that's important is this guy said, remember what I told you. The fathers had let the six-year-old son go to the bathroom on the train by himself. He was very thrilled about this, very proud. And he went to the bathroom. And when this incident happened, the father said to him, have you seen this man before? And he said, yes, in the bathroom. So clearly this guy was yelling at the kid this stuff, had seen him with his gay dads before, and attacked the kid alone in the bathroom. And now the kid will not go to the bathroom by himself. He's been terrified by this. And this guy just was relentless in attacking the kids directly and the parents.
And, you know, this has become a watchword. You know, we told you how late Disney was to attacking the Don't Say Gay bill, right? But they finally did. So now they're accusing Dignity of being groomers. We have a T-shirt that they're selling all over the Internet. This right winger, Jack Posobiec, got himself thrown off Twitter for selling these T-shirts that say Boycott Groomers with the Disney logo on it. And then in the corner, it says Bring Ammo. I mean, they're ready to kill over this. And that's that. People are getting whipped up beyond measure. Hashtag Disney Groomer has been trending on Twitter.
And it turns out that Governor DeSantis lied. I'm sure he lies all day. But one thing in specific that he lied about, he said that a school had made a child change genders behind the parents' back. But in fact, the parents knew the child was questioning their gender, told the school that it was okay, and that the child should take the lead in this conversation. The school heard the parents and made a careful plan about how to deal with the child at school. DeSantis takes this story and turns it into the school is making the child change gender behind the parents' back. It's shameless. It's shameless what they will do.
Well, now the show is on Broadway. Playwright David Mamet, I'm sure you've heard of him over the years, has completely lost his mind and his talent years ago. But he told Fox News, quote, teachers are inclined, particularly men, because men are predators, to pedophilia. That's a disgusting charge. He was attacked by Randy Weingarten, the head of the AFT, over this, of course. His new book also blames the election coup on the left, not the Trump right. Now, I really urge you to boycott American Buffalo on Broadway. I mean, is that fair? I mean, go.
Well, I'm with you on that, but I will just make a little footnote here, which is that Mamet was on Bill Maher's show this last week. Bill Maher brought up the thing about the left insurrection, and Mamet said, oh, yeah, that was a misprint. Just tear that page out of the book.
No, look, you can tell he and many of the members of the Supreme Court, and I mean this literally, get all their information from Fox News. So this is what they believe. It's all part of a massive attack. Obviously, they're using us. And again, I say it again because they are going to win on abortion in June. They're going to you know, get rid of Roe v. Wade. They need another issue. But it's also a huge attack on public education, as we've said, LGBTQ people and women.
Well, in reaction to all of this, the state of California, actually the L.A. City County Board of Supervisors, is banning official travel to Texas and Florida. This has happened before. And if it's crucial travel, they'll allow it. But in the Disney family, one of the heirs of Walt Disney, his great-granddaughter, yes, grandson, trans
Charlie man. Cora Disney.
Yes, 30 years old.
Their father is Roy Disney, the grandson of the company's founder and great nephew to Walt.
And they are a high school biology and environmental science teacher and came out as trans in the midst of this controversy.
Roy issued a statement announcing he had a trans child and donated $500,000 to the Human Rights Campaign to stop Don't Say Gay in schools bills. Now, Charlene,
we have known that Disney donated to right-wing Republican politicians in Florida and then apologized and said they wouldn't do it anymore. Well, it turns out that they gave more than we knew. They've given $190,000 to Republican politicians in Florida, both before and after the Don't Say Gay bill was passed, and only $25,000 to Democrats. They talk about even-handed donations corporately, but it turns out they gave eight times as much almost to the Republicans than the Democrats.
One more quote from Charlie, who says, at age two or three, they said, but Mom, I'm a boy inside. At age two or three, they remember that. Now, the other commentator on Fox News you've got now is Caitlyn Jenner, who kicked off her role as a Fox pundit by saying, I'm trans, but I'm not a trans activist. In other words, I crap on those who made my coming out possible. Supports Don't Say Gay. I'm for parents' rights, she told Hannity. And she's a big DeSantis supporter.
And the right wing is showing up with their own demonstrations, too. Hundreds of people showed up in Burbank, California, to hold a boycott Disney demonstration sent by a group called Hold the Line, which is a Christian organization.
And of course, as we've told you, they've got their sights on limiting, if not eliminating, marriage equality rights. Mike Pence was at the University of Virginia, and he was asked by a student in the forum, what would you do if you had a gay child? I would tell him I love him. But of course, I'm against same-sex marriage between a man and a woman, blah, 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 blah. So they're not going to give up on this.
No, they're not. And if he'd been questioned further about whether he'd send the child to conversion therapy or allow them to get married to a member of the same sex, he would have said no. But he got applause for saying, I'd tell the child I love them.
Now, we're going to tell you all the stuff that's going on in the States, but I'm getting a little worn out from this. Can we give them some positive news now?
Yes, we have a little note from Alaska that makes us happy. The personnel, the flight attendants, and others of Alaska Airlines have adopted a little pin that they're wearing on all their flights, which I don't know if you can see it, but it's their pronouns. They are announcing their pronouns to their passengers with pins that they're wearing on their uniforms.
And they're also designing gender-neutral uniforms for the staff on the ground and in the air. And then we told you about the Briggle family. I think either last week or the week before, they have a trans son. They've been standing up for him all this time. They put out a little, I think, 1 minute video that we'd like to share.
Yeah, they're in Texas, and GLAAD produced this video with the mom, Amber Briggle.
Do you want to meet a family with a transgender kid? Here we are. Max loves to do backflips. Max loves to play his ukulele. Max loves to just be a kid and just be himself. When I found out I was pregnant, all I really wanted was a happy, healthy, whole child. And that's what I got. If you've never met a transgender child before, what I want you to know is that that child is no different than yours. They have the same hopes and dreams and deserve the same equality as your child does. We tell our kids as often as we can that we love them in as many ways as possible. There are some politicians who are trying to tear my family apart simply because my son is transgender. Trans kids don't have a political agenda. They are just kids. They just want to be left alone. My family's just like yours. We love our kids unconditionally, and we will never stop fighting for them. Stand with us. Protect our families.
That is a great and heartwarming reminder of what it is we're fighting for and how absolutely horrible the opposition is.
All right. And then there's our good friend, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, United States Senator from Connecticut, speaking out for trans rights on the floor of the Senate. If we can bring that video up.
My son has transgender and non-binary friends. He has non-transgender friends. But when they're all sitting around our kitchen after school, there's no difference between them in terms of how they act and how they talk, what they're like, what they like, what they don't like. They are kids. They are just kids. And so here's my message to the adults with power who have decided to spend their days bullying these kids. Stop it. Grow up. So you're not ready to accept transgender people. Fine. I hope you come around someday. But these kids threaten no one. They are hurting no one. Half of all transgender children in this country have thought to themselves at some point that they would be better off dead than live in a world where so many people fear them. That is heartbreaking to know that we're doing that to these kids. Being a teenager today, I know I have one, with social media and the pandemic, it is hard enough. But imagine being a teenager who wakes up every day knowing that they aren't the gender they were assigned by biology at birth. Imagine keeping your feelings about that secret for years, worried about what your parents or your friends might say. Imagine the anguish of a scared 12-year-old or 14-year-old sitting in bed, awake for hours each night, trying to process all of that alone with no help. Imagine the courage it then takes for that kid to have the first conversation with a parent or a friend. And then layer on top of that some of the most powerful people in the world deciding to use their power not to cure disease or end poverty or hunger, but instead to use their power to target those very scared, desperate kids and to use their powers to harass and bully and shame them. Imagine how small, how insecure, how weak a person must be to have all that power and to use it to bully children. Be who you are and know that there are a whole lot of us who are going to work our tails off to support you, to love you, and to make sure that you get a chance to thrive. Because in the long run, the bullies never win. They never do.
Whew, beautiful.
Yeah. And that was a much longer speech. That was just an excerpt from it. It's great to hear. It is a relief after the unrelenting attacks we hear about.
He's a terrific guy. He's really behind a lot of the gun control measures because Sandy Hook happened in his state. Of course, we're not getting anywhere on that. And of course, you know, you read about all the violence in New York and you're concerned. Well, the Supreme Court is about to allow anybody who wants to carry a gun in New York State to carry a gun. We have very restrictive laws. They're going to end them in this June. And you're going to see a lot more violence. And some of them are these crazy people who think we're pedophiles and need to be put away.
Marjorie Taylor Greene bemoaned the lack of guns with the passengers on the subway.
Right. Well, one more positive story here. The New York Public Library is going to make a selection of banned books available online free through the end of May to anybody in the world. It's already free if you have a library card in New York, but it's going to be worldwide. And we will we'll put that link in our email. And if you want to be on our email list, go to gayusatv.org, sign up, and you'll get an email saying you want to do that, and you confirm it, and you're on the list. And we give you a lot of bonuses. And also, when you go to our website, it's a way to support us, if you don't mind, so that we can keep doing this. Thank you very much.
And we have on our list more good stories and bad stories, but really the one that made all the headlines last week was Governor Kay Ivey of Alabama, Ooh. Who is running for re-election, is afraid of being beaten by someone even more right-wing than her, so she also is in a mad dash to the bottom, and signed a bill criminalizing any medical care for trans youth, whether it be surgery, which no one does for youth, hormones.
Puberty blockers.
Yeah.
This is the most anti-trans bill in the country. She, of course, is overcompensating. She's a closet case. It also requires students to use restrooms corresponding to sex designated at birth, prohibiting discussion of gender and sexual identity in the lower grades, which may be one of the reasons that she is closeted, because she doesn't want to break the law. These violations are a felony, 10 years in prison. The law also requires counselors, teachers, principals, and other administrators in public and private schools to tell parents if a child discloses they're trans. Now, legal challenges are in the works from everybody. I could read all the groups, but it's like 10 different groups are suing them over this.
And an out gay member of the Alabama legislature, Neil Rafferty, gave a very powerful speech against this, talking about how this law was invading private family medical decisions, because, of course, the right wing doesn't want the government in your business except when it serves their purposes. But he ended his speech by saying, just don't you dare call me a friend after this. Because that's what they do, you know. Oh, don't take it personally. We're still friends.
I love my gay child. I just don't want him to be able to get married.
But they would say this to a colleague. That's the point. They would say to him, oh, you know, we're still friends. And he'd say, no, we're not. I remember the Catholic Church lawyer who I debated on TV many years ago. And afterwards, he came over and wanted to shake my hand. And I said, what's wrong with you? Of course, I'm not shaking your hand.
I had the same experience with an opponent on the air. They said, you know, like we're forget it. You just said you're against my rights. Forget it. But Governor Andy Beshear is not against our rights. He's the Democratic governor of Kentucky, and he vetoed the anti-trans sports bill. But an override is very possible.
Very possible. But another little good news, in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, they just held elections in Wisconsin, and three anti-LGBTQ activists who were running for the school board because they were so offended at progressive policies there lost their attempted election, and the incumbent board president, who is supportive of LGBTQ kids and issues, won re-election.
I mean, they were reacting to a slide in a staff training, these right-wingers, that said parents are not entitled to know their kids' identities. Our priority is supporting the student. The board president received a death threat over this, and he said it is the parent's responsibility to help their student become the best person they can be, to live their true self. But when those students don't feel safe at home, where are they supposed to go? And if you can't have a confidential relationship with a counselor, who can you have it with? It's not like they're saying they're going to commit suicide when there's all these reporting requirements, right?
Yes. Well, in Kentucky, in West Irvine Intermediate School, a music teacher, Tyler Clay Morgan, has been forced out of his job because he was giving messages of support to LGBTQ students. And the principal said, well, he was having inappropriate classroom conversations. And so Morgan is out as a teacher in Kentucky.
Well, in Texas, social workers are quitting en masse over the state's anti-trans childcare order. And of course, in some ways, that's the idea, too. We don't want these people, you know, in employment, you know, these people who help people.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, you don't want to have to do what they're telling you to do. But if you leave, they're going to get someone who will.
Maybe.
One social worker said, I cannot tolerate the idea of going into some kid's home. Just my presence is going to make that child feel inappropriate and illegal.
In Worcester, Massachusetts, something called the Nativity School, run by the Jesuits there, they fly Black Lives Matter and rainbow flags to signal that they're welcoming. So Bishop McManus, who's a horror show, objects. He said pride flags are used to oppose man-woman marriage. That's not what I use it for. He said he's threatening the school's Catholic status.
All right, another good news story. In California, the Public Utilities Board has adopted a goal of using 1.5% LGBT contractors for their work, trying to diversify contractors. That's a goal in a lot of places, and so they have adopted that goal for specifically LGBT contractors.
Okay. In Ohio... that is the next story. Buckeye Valley School Boards banned author Jason Tharp from reading from his book, It's Okay to Be a Unicorn, because administrators, there's a picture of it, administrators said it was about being gay. It is not. They ordered student artwork related to the book torn down. Traumatizing the kids. I mean, they're also, he was also not allowed to read from his It's Okay to Smell Good about a skunk, because a parent said that could be promoting the gay lifestyle.
Jason Tharp is straight. It's Okay to Be a Unicorn was about him feeling different growing up. It had nothing to do with LGBT people or issues. But that is where the hysteria has landed us.
Well, you say it's hysteria. It is one parent, and that's what they reacted to.
They reacted by banning.
They had a hearing, and almost everybody testified and said, what the hell are you doing? The book is good. Unicorn.
But meanwhile, he was not allowed to read it, and he abided by that. I would have gone in and read the book, but
that's... The unicorn, by the way, is named Cornelius J. Sparklesteed. Who hides his horn?
A Jewish unicorn.
Who hides his horn under a hat until he finds? Don't say Jews have horns. I mean, that's, don't say that.
No, I'm reacting to the name.
Okay, he hides his horn under a hat until he finds the courage to show it when chosen for the Hoofapalooza in Hoofington. We can't let go by without commenting about the horrible anti-abortion law in Oklahoma. 10 years in prison, $100,000 fine, a felony. It criminalizes abortion. This is catching on, too, now. And in Texas, there was that woman who miscarried, and then they arrested her for a self-induced abortion. She's finally been let out, but she was in jail for a while they figured it out.
And if you think this is enough bad news, now we get to the actual violence section. Starting with a horrible story out of Chester, Pennsylvania, where trans woman Mia Love Parker, 25 years old, had worked as a MAC cosmetics model, was shot dead in a car in the middle of the night. They have identified a suspect, but that is another on the list of black trans women killed in 2022.
We do have a suspect, Najeed Dwight, 38 years old, armed and dangerous, and friends did hold a vigil for her. And then in Virginia, a black trans teen girl, 17 years old, Ariana Mitchell of Newport News, was murdered April 2nd at a party in Hampton, shot multiple times when she interfered in a dispute. Now, there's a lot of back and forth about exactly what happened here. But she is dead.
Described as unique, funny, and loved by everyone.
A suspect,
I think we have the Bushwick, Brooklyn rash bar arson next.
And yes.
We mentioned this at the end of last week's show because we just heard news of it, but we have a disturbing picture of the bar in ruins after the fire.
So this is a bar in Bushwick where somebody who, you know, and they don't have a very clear picture of him. They have video, but he's got a hood on and everything. Comes to the door, throws gasoline on the floor and lights it. And there were staff inside employees. One 25-year-old was sent to the hospital with minor burns, another checked for burns on the shoulder. Much of the interior was destroyed, no arrests. Security footage, as I said, not clear. There is a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for them, for the medical care, lost salaries, and for restoring the bar. Mayor Adams did tweet it out and said, anyone coming to the city looking to spread hate and fear will pay consequences.
I'm a little upset at him continually referring to my city.
Oh, please. My city, my police, you know. And of course, now every press release is my press release. If you want to send anybody department, there are 400,000 city workers. If anything but us to send somebody out, it has to go through him.
Personally,
he's a control freak.
There have been other attacks on queer bars lately, other fires, bricks through windows. There was a fag bashing at a deli. I don't want to buy into the, New York is dangerous, but there are targeted attacks on members of our community.
Well, then let's give them the gay angle to the subway shooting massacre in Brooklyn.
Okay.
The suspect, Frank James, who was just apprehended, 62.
We are now calling him Frank R. James to distinguish him from all the other Frank James in the world.
Frank Robert James, actually. So he has all these online videos where he rails about Mayor Adams, homeless people in the subway system, and how outreach workers are, quote, homosexual predators. You know, he shot 10 people, 5 were critically injured, claims to have gone through crises while living in New York in the 70s through the 90s. He should get together with David Mamet.
Well, he's made a lot of half-hour YouTube videos. I watched a couple of them this morning. They are interestingly, cogent, but his rants are anti-Semitic and racist and misogynist and homophobic. But he appears to be not a stupid man, and that's a little disturbing because clearly he had been planning this for a long time and is a very angry, angry guy.
Well, if all you're fed, again, now I'm not saying it in his case, but if all you're fed is propaganda, whether you're in Russia or you're in the United States watching Fox, this is what you come to believe. And it's incoherent to us in many cases, but it's coherent to them.
It's semi-coherent. You should watch a little of it. I wouldn't impose a lot of it on anybody, but it's interesting. But it is homophobic, a fair amount of it. And we're not hearing enough of that on the news because the news would rather talk about him ranting about other issues because they remain queasy about labeling anyone homophobic because people might agree that homophobia was a good thing.
Right.
In Florida, a man and wife and their 21-year-old child have been charged with beating and permanently blinding a gay man from Pompano Beach. Again, one of these attacks that seems to be built on this kind of propaganda that's out there. And in Providence, Rhode Island, a man was in a gay bar, came out onto the sidewalk and attacked 4 gay men, patrons, who were standing there calling them faggots and punching each of them in the face. And then he went back in the bar.
And
he was arrested.
Well, speaking of homophobia, in the American Hockey League, I used to go to their games out in Commack, Long Island, where very few players had teeth. A lot of fighting. They suspended.
Hey, my brother's a hockey player who's lost a few teeth.
Yeah, I know, because there's a lot of fighting. Also, so anyway, they suspended Ben Holmstrom of the Rochester Americans for using a homophobic slur during a game. He got an 8-game suspension, which some feel was mild given the 30-day suspension given to a San Jose player for directing a racial slur against a black player.
Well, I'm happy they were both suspended for whatever time. The Albuquerque, New Mexico Maine Pride Parade has banned participation by the Albuquerque Police Department.
And the Pennsylvania House has banned participation of trans girls in sports, 115-84.
But the governor is going to veto that.
Moving to the Senate. Now, I want to read this line. The Philadelphia Inquirer said, Republicans are waging war on an imaginary problem, but real trans children will be hurt.
They know it's an imaginary problem. They're just exploiting the fears and ignorance of the people they're trying to get to vote for them.
I mean, whether or not those fears are real, people do have those fears. I mean, Anne, I was on a show 40 years ago, and, it was about gay stuff, a morning show. And there was call-ins from the audience. And this woman said, why are you having these people on? I have to hide my children when this subject comes up.
Yes, but that was 40 years ago.
Yes, but it's not changing.
Well, it's changed a lot, but it is being, but this pocket of people who are vulnerable to this message are being appealed to again.
Like the 74 million people who voted for Trump.
Exactly. All right, let's go international.
Well, okay,
you got something else?
I did want to say HRC's TikTok account was suspended for 2 days.
They
retweeted something gay, and they got into a fight about it, and they won.
And then, you know why? Because TikTok has moderators, God knows where, and
censors.
How many, who are operating independently with these decisions. And when TikTok headquarters was alerted to this, they fixed it. But they are not obviously monitoring the monitors closely enough or training them or setting better standards.
And if anybody got a Facebook request from me or Anne that shows that we have like one friend, you please know it's false and don't respond to it or report them.
Right. All right. Internationally. Well, Hungary, after they managed to lose their referendum, their anti-LGBT referendum, is now suing the non-governmental organizations that campaigned against it. They're not going to let this go. They are suing the NGOs.
For 24,000 euros, which is about, $29,000 or something. In China, in a Wuhan mall, a trans woman was knifed to death for using, when she was using the men's restroom at the mall. I mean, this is where you get into it, because it corresponded with her, quote, biological sex, which is what the right wing says they want us to do. The victim, Luo, was 19. The suspect, Zhang,
victim was 21. The attacker was 19.
Sorry. Social media lit up with charges of hate crime and transphobia, but those messages were suppressed by the government. They have very effective censors. Luo was employed in a restaurant in the mall.
There have long been calls for an educational campaign that would show a trans man, full beard, strong, healthy trans man, with a message saying, do you want this man in the women's restroom? Sure. Because that's what the right wing is asking. They're saying his gender assigned was female, so he should be using the women's restroom. He shouldn't.
Well, there's so little understanding of human sexuality and what makes a man and what makes a woman. Martha Blackburn obviously doesn't know. I read a wonderful, long scientific article about it the other day, about all the intermix of genes and hormones and all this other kind of stuff. It's so much more complex than people want to say it. Like, there's just a man and a woman.
Yeah, and I read something in the New York Times science section years ago that said the organizing principle of the brain is to simplify. So don't expect people to embrace complexity.
In Mexico, the state of Jalisco
Jalisco
became the 20th state out of 32 to recognize same-sex marriage. They also changed the civil codes to allow trans adults to easily change the legal documents, and they took steps to issue financial penalties for practicing conversion therapy. Quite a week of advances in Jalisco.
In Medellin, Colombia, there was a vigil held for the six that we know of murdered LGBTQ people in 2022. It's nice to see remembrances taking place around the world. It is awful to see that murders are taking place around the world.
We told you how Boris Johnson's conservative government completely flipped on conversion therapy. We'll ban it for gays, but not for trans. So there was a big demo in London to protest this. Thousands of people, the biggest demo ever there. This person is holding a sign saying, "We don't want your cis kids to be trans. We want your trans kids to survive." And there's somebody else holding a poster of Boris Johnson in the background calling him a twat.
All right, ready to move on?
Yes.
To what I think is actually one of the most important stories of the week, but falls into our AIDS and health news category. And that is about HIV-positive people serving in our military. A federal district court has ruled that the military rules excluding people with HIV from serving because they say they can't be assigned overseas, which is nonsense, is outdated, unlawful, arbitrary, capricious, and unconstitutional. The case was brought by two Air Force members who had been threatened with discharge and one Army National Guard member who was denied a commission to the Judge Advocate Corps. You can't be a lawyer with HIV in the Army National Guard, evidently. But the judge has ruled all of this is wrong and nonsense and unconstitutional, and that is a huge, huge victory for people with HIV serving in the U.S. military.
This guy, Nick Harrison, was denied a commission in the D.C. Army National Guard. And there was a related case in the of airmen in the Air Force who they were attempting to discharge. Lambda Legal said that the Department of the Defense was the only entity in the United States still legally permitted to discriminate against people living with HIV. They estimate that 2,000 service members have HIV. Now, still pending is a suit versus the Navy and the Air Force from cadets from service academies who were denied their commissions due to having HIV. So they're going to move on those.
I hope they will go in the same direction. And a couple of notices from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. In Florida, they are alerting us to a large ongoing meningitis outbreak among gay and bisexual men. But there is a vaccine against meningitis. So
meningococcal vaccine.
So consider seriously the meningitis vaccine because it can kill you.
It's across the state. Some involve college students and those living with HIV. So get checked. It is 10 or 15 out of 100 who get it will die. Early symptoms are fever, headache, stiff neck, nausea, and vomiting. Can be contracted after long periods of close contact with someone who has it, or direct contact such as kissing or sharing a drink.
And the CDC also notes that sexually transmitted infections went down at the beginning of COVID, but now, just as airplane bookings are up, so are cases of gonorrhea, syphilis, chlamydia. So keep vigilant about protecting yourself from sexually transmitted infections.
Okay. Entertainment news?
Yes.
So I'm eager to see this new Showtime series, The First Lady, premieres on Sunday on Showtime, April 17th, featuring Viola Davis as Michelle Obama, Michelle Pfeiffer as Betty Ford, and here, bisexual Gillian Anderson as bisexual Eleanor Roosevelt, and Lily Rabe there, who's hugging her, will play Eleanor's lover, reporter Lorena Hickok. And I'm looking forward to seeing Ellen Burstyn as Franklin Roosevelt's mother, Sarah Delano Roosevelt. The showrunner for The First Lady said of exploring Eleanor's romance with Hickok, "It was time to do it." 90 years after it began. 90 years later, it's time to do it.
Well, it's been done, but I hope this does it more fully.
I'm just
always happy to see Michelle Pfeiffer, even if she's looking like Betty Ford.
All right. Andre DeShields is playing his final performance in Hadestown on Broadway on May 29th. He won the Tony for it, a lot of other awards as the messenger of the gods, Hermes. I saw him do it in London and New York. And it is not to be missed. The show is also on tour around the country. So go to Hadestown.com/tour and right through the middle of next year, they're going to be touring the show. Not with Andre, unless he decides to get back in. But there it is.
Never can tell. He's an energetic guy. And also energetic is Joel Grey, who just celebrated his 90th birthday, cabaret star. In there on the red stairs in Times Square, and with his sequential co-stars, Bebe Neuwirth, Donna Murphy, and Bernadette Peters, encircling him and giving him a lot of red roses.
He wants everyone to go back to Broadway and bring your passion and energy. I would add, bring your
energy. Your masks.
I just got to say, bring your mask and your proof of vaccination and picture ID. He displayed during the thing a T-shirt that said, "Openly Gray."
Okay. And I guess we're looking forward to the new Broadway production, a revival of 1776. We'll see. It's going to have a all-female, non-binary, trans, and genderqueer cast that is also racially diverse.
It's going to be May 17th through July 24th.
Is that enough to make this show worth seeing?
You never know with shows. I mean, it's a musical about the founding fathers adopting the Declaration
Hamilton,
of Independence.
Approach.
All right. Actor Sam Elliott apologized for what we're seeing as homophobic remarks about Power of the Dog, which he said was men running around in chaps and no shirts and all these allusions to homosexuality through the effing movie, and then he used a bad word. Now he admits he wasn't articulate about it. He feels terrible. The gay community has been incredible to me in my entire career from when I started out in this town, including his agent. I have a gay agent. He said he also praised Jane Campion as a brilliant director and the actors as well. He wants back in.
I think his gay agent had a few words for him when he said that about Power of the Dog. I mean, I wasn't crazy about the movie, but not agreeing with him. So tell us what you thought of Take Me Out.
Well, it's on Broadway again. You and I saw it back 20 years ago.
The original production.
I think this is Richard Greenberg's best play, along with maybe, 3 Days of Rain. I haven't liked a lot of his later work. There's Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Jesse Williams there. Jesse Tyler Ferguson, from Modern Family. Jesse Williams from, what's his show? Come on, I have it here. Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy. So anyway, my basic feeling about it, though, they said it in 2002 and they say, we'd have to change anything because nothing's changed. There are no out Major League Baseball players in the major leagues. And it's gotten a lot of raves. I didn't think it worked as well this time for me. But, everybody was laughing at the jokes and having a good time. Maybe I'm just a crab. They are going to turn it into a TV series. Richard Greenberg is. And they've extended it to June 17th. So there it goes.
Okay.
I
did get good reviews.
I didn't laugh that hard as like I did the first time.
No. Well, we're older and wiser now.
Yes.
And JoJo Siwa is a news item this week. There she is with her new haircut. She cut off her trademark ponytail and a little butterfly bows. This is a more adult version of JoJo, which had to happen eventually. But the news was that she was not invited to Nickelodeon's annual Kids' Choice Awards, which she has been a star of for many years.
Oh.
And she was nominated for an award this year. And the fans went crazy, pummeling Nickelodeon with charges that they were homophobic, because this happens, of course, in the year that JoJo has come out. And so there was all this back and forth about why did they leave her out? Why didn't they invite her? And then it turns out that Nickelodeon just said, well, you know, it's COVID. We're confused. We're overwhelmed. It was a mistake. It was an honest mistake.
Now, she is coming back as a judge on So You Think You Can Dance, which is moving to Fox, unfortunately, in the Murdoch empire. And he's the dark prince of the universe. Siwa, by the way, broke up with Kylie Prue.
But that was a while ago.
But has found a new partner. And she's very, 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 very happy.
So are J-Lo and Ben. Someone asked me yesterday what I thought of the J-Lo and Ben engagement. And I said, I don't think so. And they said, really? You don't think this is like the great romance of all time? And I said, well, color me skeptical, but I do like that green diamond ring.
And by the way, you know, speaking of LGBTQ sports series, they are, we've told you about it before because it's been in the works for years now, A League of Their Own, which is about a 1992 movie, is being turned into a television series. You know, Penny was set during World War II, women professional baseball players. Penny Marshall D-gated. And, you know, this league was dominated by lesbians, and they even made a documentary about one of them called A Secret Love, about Terry Donahue and Pat Hensher, who were Donahue was in the league. So the new series is going to explore how the league was a party for lesbians.
Well, that's great.
And we'll pay much more attention to racism. You know, Penny Marshall had one scene where a black woman, you know, catches a ball that's off the field because she's not allowed on it. And they're going to go into all that black women were excluded from that. And one of the creators is a gay man. The other one, Abby Jacobson, is bisexual.
Well, I'll look forward to that.
And Rosie's going to be back in it. She played one of the players. She's going to play a gay bar owner or something.
Okay. And the other lesbian sports question is, what's going to happen to the big lesbian party every spring in Palm Springs around the Dinosaur Golf Tournament? Because they've moved the golf tournament to Houston for next year. And will the party...
We can't go to Texas.
Well, why are they even putting the golf tournament there? That's crazy. It's all because they have a sponsorship from Chevron, which has doubled the prize money and is headquartered in Texas. So the lesbian golfers go to Texas. But meanwhile, the party, well, my assertion is that the party was never really about the golf. So
did anybody go to the golf tournament?
I don't know, because I never went to the party because that's not my scene. But I don't think the party will move. That's just my prediction. Someone can update me. Keep me informed.
I went to one white party weekend. My newspaper sent me because the young guy couldn't go. And I said, never send a man to do a boy's job. And I went through the things. I went to all the events. I wrote a story about it. But it is, you're right, it's a trip. This was in Miami over the Thanksgiving weekend, where they, you know, go to Vizcaya and have all these events. Yeah. Obviously, a lot of our people enjoy these things.
More power to them.
This gay play, which I didn't go to, and thank goodness it got a terrible review by Jesse Green in the Times. It's called For the Girls, I think, but it's about a room of gay men at an Airbnb in Palm Springs. It sounds terrible.
I read that review and thought we dodged a bullet.
Right. But we got a lot of shows coming up.
That's not a sensitive thing to say in New York this week. I apologize.
We have
one other sports story. Michael Sam.
Oh, right.
the out gay professional football player who almost made it onto the playing field of the NFL, but got cut by a couple of teams, is now 32 years old, and he has been hired by the European Football League. Who knew there was such a thing, or that European football would not be soccer, but would be American football. Anyway, there's a team called the Barcelona Dragons. I like that name. And they have hired him as a defensive line coach. So he at 32 is going to be in Barcelona, if you're wondering where he is, to coach football.
All right. And it's a jam-packed Broadway season, and I'm going to be going to a lot more shows. I will be wearing my mask. I wear two masks inside there, the N95 and the something over it. I'm worried about the, you know, Omicron 2, and apparently there are two new variants coming
out.
Well,
you know, my strategy is to wear a mask and leave an intermission.
The best thing to do is not to breathe, actually, and that will serve you well as well.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to a couple of things coming up. Let's see, what do we have? We have 2 minutes.
Well, you know, last week we forgot to tell you about more news from Russia. The Russian newspaper that broke the story about the horrors of Chechnya and has been continuing to publish ever since, was shut down by the Russian government this week, obviously for taking on the war.
Yeah. And are you finding any joy in these moments of horror in these United States?
Any joy in what?
In these moments of horror in these United States as the right wing comes after.
No, it's a nice day out there today. It's nice to see the spring flowers coming up. It's, you know, it's nice to have good friends. It's nice to hear from viewers all over the country. Some of you have sent us the most lovely notes.
Oh, my God. Really, we got the most wonderful one the other day that was just very heartwarming. But here we are. This is called filling right. When you come up a little
just
short.
We rushed through the news.
We did, because it was because, you know, we get energized to tell you these horrible stories, and then we are out of breath and not out of time.
But we do try to bring you the good ones, and there are so many good people around, and I frankly think the majority of people are good, and I'm not a Pollyanna. I think the majority are good. We have lousy systems to run things. I think, you know, deep down the Russian people are good, you know, but they don't get any good information. And that's the kind of society that they live in. And that's how totalitarianism thrives.
Yes.
I don't want to go back to it. Now,
apathy and ignorance is going to kill us. But go to gayusatv.org, sign up for our weekly show note. We will see you next week. Thank you for watching.